Joining us now is Bill O'Reilly. And you know Bill O'Reilly from the Fox News Channel, Once Upon a Time, and he's the author of many best-selling books. He's got a new book out just for Christmas season, Killing the SS, The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me back, Carl. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Before we get to the book, I got to ask you your take on the Kavanaugh confirmation. I mean, this was a new low in ugliness, wasn't it, in American politics?
Brutal, awful, and I hope we have some follow up investigations. I mean, I'd really like to know who leaked the letter from Christine Ford to the press. Who did that? Apparently, Dr. Ford did not want to become public, so who leaked it? There's only a few people who had it. A congresswoman in California, Dianne Feinstein. So that shouldn't be too hard to find out who leaked that, and I think everybody should know. And also the FBI to follow up on, threats, finances behind demonstrators who are now accosting people in restaurants and elevators. They're being paid. The same people that attacked me a couple of years ago are involved with this Kavanaugh thing. Same groups. And they're being paid. They're funded. I'd like the FBI to look into that because dangerous and that's threatening.
You know, I've mentioned this a couple of times the last couple of days. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the
beautiful.
The woman,
it was great, wasn't
the,
it?
Yeah,
what
the
a
woman,
great article that was.
Yeah, the woman who... The woman who accosted Jeff Flake in the elevator that Friday in the Capitol is paid $177,000 a year by
plus a bonus.
Yeah,
she gets a she got a bonus for getting Flake in the elevator, another $20,000 or so.
isn't that amazing? I mean, a heckler is getting close to $200,000 a year. Yeah,
you know, call up the Boston Globe and say, hey, would you do an article on George Soros and all of the organizations he's funding that go up to people and scream at them and try to disrupt our nominating process for the Supreme Court? Could you send a couple of spotlight people over to try to check that out? Yeah, sure.
Bill, you don't even need to send any spotlight people. I mean, we found it yesterday. The story was behind a paywall, so we just pulled the IRS filing. I mean, they have to, it's a quote-unquote nonprofit group, so that her salary is just listed right there on the internet.
Right, but nobody cares in the mainstream, I hate to use that word, but the national media, they don't care. They don't care. They don't seek the truth anymore, Howie.
I
they're not
know.
Looking for the big story, who engineered all this stuff against Kavanaugh. I'll tell you what, when I saw the first day that Dr. Christine Ford hired the most radical left law firm in Washington, D.C., that sent off a few signals to me. Because if you're an assault victim 36 years ago, that's not really who you go to. You go to a forensic attorney. You go to somebody who is familiar with the criminal laws. That's who you go to. You don't go to the most radical, progressive attorneys in the United States. So as soon as I saw it, I went, whoa, this is far more than just an accusation about what happened, back in the 1990s. And that was proven to be correct.
All right, let's talk about your book, Killing the SS, The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History. And again, you get kind of lucky that, there are all these stories in the New York papers that Hitler's last relatives are living out on Long Island. I mean, I know.
Yeah,
I guess
they live right
not,
near me.
They do, really?
We're in a bowling league. It's the Third Reich versus these poor people. You know, they're trying to get away. They change their names and everything. And some German magazine tracks them down. Look, Killing the SS is about evil. And I wrote the book because there's so much evil on display in the United States and all over the world today. People need to understand what it is. Right? The SS guards that brutalized and murdered babies and women, millions of them, were merchants, farmers, bankers. They didn't go to hate college. They didn't go to slaughter school. They were normal Germans before World War II started.
Yeah, the banality of evil. That's the name of a famous book, right?
That's right. And you know, we're seeing evil in the United States. We see people walking to schools, gunning down children. We see thousands of people shot on the streets of Chicago by drug gangs, and the authorities can't stop it. We see clerics harming children, altar boys. I mean, this is evil. And my mother lived a very nice life, and she never encountered evil, didn't understand it, never saw it. I don't think that's a good thing. I think people should know there's evil in the world, and there's no better display of evil than these SS concentration camp Holocaust people like Eichmann and Mengele and Bormann and Barbie, and how they got away and who helped them. It's an outrageous story.
Are any of them left? Are any of them left alive? Do you think?
Well, this is an interesting story. There's a woman who was living in San Francisco for 40 years, one of the worst concentration camp guards ever, in a place called Ravensbrück in Germany. She got to the United States, married a Jew, living in San Francisco, and the State Department found her a few years ago, sent her back to Germany, where she's still alive, receiving every monthly, ready, a U.S. Social Security check. Okay? There are thousands of these people still alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, Americans, the younger generation now, you know this, they don't know anything. They're not taught this in school. They're not taught that ordinary people can turn into monsters and it doesn't take a lot. And, you know, you go back to the Kavanaugh stuff and you have a comedy writer for Colbert saying, tweeting, well, at least we ruined his life,
right.
Kavanaugh's life. Yeah, at least we ruined. You don't think that's an evil statement?
I just read the thing of
kids too.
Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer, who wrote the piece on Ramirez, who had no corroboration either. The Yale
of
student,
course.
They said they were trying to show a pattern. Well, you know, as I said in the last segment, Bill. I mean, how is showing a pattern any different from, say, racial profiling? You know, you have a pattern of bad behavior among what you say is in a group of people, so you go after that. This is they were doing the same thing with Kavanaugh. They had no evidence. They called dozens of people. They couldn't turn up anything, but they wanted to show the pattern. It's pathetic.
When you and I were writing for the Boston Globe and reporting for Channel 7. Back in the 80s, if we brought the Kavanaugh story into our editors, it never would have made the paper or made air.
No.
Okay, never. I mean, we couldn't go in and say, hey, let's take somebody's accusation and put it in the paper or on television, and maybe somebody else will come out and say the same thing.
I know, Bob Schaefer. Remember Bob Schaefer, Bill? Bob Schaefer, he never would have allowed that. He would have said, what are you guys, crazy? Somebody called you anonymously and gave you eight names, and you called eight people, and none of them could back it up, and you want to go on the air with that? He would have.
Right. You know, when you mentioned the guy you just mentioned, I just, Nazis popped into my mind. Talk about, you know, a newsroom that was run in the authoritative way. My God, nobody would understand, Carl, what you and I went through.
No, but still, in many ways, that was a pathetic newsroom that we worked in. But you know, there never would have been the excesses that are going on now. You know,
No. And you know, there's a lot of evil behind it. And you know, you get back to SS when you are a person. What is your obligation as an American, as a human being, as a Christian, as a Jew? Your obligation is to fight against evil, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? Isn't that why you're here? So in Germany, they didn't. They accepted it. And look what happened there. In America, half of us are accepting. We're accepting that, we don't need due process anymore. No. Maisie Hirano in Hawaii says, you're guilty just because somebody says you are.
Right.
You don't need any corroboration. No, you're out.
How about Cory Booker?
You know,
Cory
evil.
Booker, an admitted groper, says that Kavanaugh should be out because he's accused of groping even though he denies it. So where does that leave Cory Booker in a sane society? Considering he's admitted.
I don't even consider these people anymore as serious people. I'm trying to reach the regular American. I mean, the people listening to us right now, trying to reach them and say, look, you got to understand what this is. If you're trying to destroy a human being, whether it's in Auschwitz, all right, or it's in Washington, D.C., if you want to destroy someone and their children and their wife, which by extension in the Kavanaugh thing happened, then you're evil.
Yeah,
I mean, that's evil.
And, you know, how? What's the difference between Antifa in Portland, Oregon, rampaging through the streets, and the Nazi thugs, the brown shirts in, Weimar Republic, Germany? Is there a big difference?
It's just a matter of a level of violence was tolerated in the Third Reich that wasn't tolerated, that isn't here, but it's
not
the same mentality. It's the same mentality as if you don't agree with us, we're going to harm you. We're going to hurt you. You know, when I was doing The Factor on the Fox News Channel in more than 20 years, every day of my life I was threatened. Every single day.
Yeah.
I have security. I had people on my front lawn. It was unbelievable.
I remember going in there one day. Bill, I remember going in there one day into the to Fox, to the building there on the Avenue of the Americas, 6th Avenue, and I was checking in, and they had a list. It looked like the post office wanted posters, just people that were after you.
Yeah.
They were all after you.
And they finally got enough money together and bought enough stuff, and the media was ready to believe it without seeking the truth, that they won. And, okay, fine. I had more than 20 years there. Now we're on BillO'Reilly.com, which is a fabulously successful news service, a subscription news service. I hope everybody checks it out because you'll get the truth here, and you'll hear things that you never heard anywhere else.
You should bring back, come on, Bill, join me on Newsmax here. We'll bring back Bob Schaefer if he's still around, and he'll be our editor.
You know, we're building something at Newsmax. You know that. And we're taking step by step now. I'm getting a little older here. I'm still spry, but you know, we're taking it step by step. But certainly, voices like ours, even if you disagree with Carr and O'Reilly, you need to hear us because we tell you the truth as we see it. But we're not pulling punches for corporate masters, and we're not doing BS like the New York Times and Boston Globe and all that. We're not doing that.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly, the title of your new book is, give it to us one more time.
Killing the SS, the hunt for the worst war criminals in history. And I guarantee you guys will like it. You'll read this book and you'll learn a lot.
I'm holding up the sheet from Amazon. So you can order it off of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere, all fine bookstores. Bill O'Reilly, good talking to you, and hope to see you soon.
Okay, Howie, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Bill O'Reilly. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.